I'm Wichita Rutherford, and this here is 5 Minutes with Wichita. Now, what I do is this. I go out into the world, and I talk to all the big bluegrass stars and kind of check on them and see what they've been doing. And while I'm interviewing, if they say the secret word, well, I have to do something special. And what is that something special? Well, I check my email every week. And this in here comes from Marcy and Wayne Rice. And it says, Dear Wichita, if the artist says a secret word, you have to catch a flaming arrow with your teeth. I can do that. Let's see who today's artist is. Well, shoot me in the foot and call me the little pumpkin girl. It's Bela Fleck. You know what? He's a genius. This fella here, well, what else do you say? He's done so many things and played with so many people. It's, where do you start? Oh, this is going to take forever. I can't wait. Now, thank you for being here, Bela.
Good to be here.
Now, I know you get asked this all the time, but where'd you get a name like Bela?
Bela is this name I got. It's kind of like the boy named Sue.
Yeah.
My father gave me the name Bela, and then he and my mother split up. So it's a strange thing, but I learned to fight and play the banjo.
Now, you got lucky. I got one of them names where as soon as you hear it, you automatically assume I'm one of three things. A famous gambler, a boxer, or a sniper. Now, the Fleck Tones have been off the road for like a year. Well, what have you been doing? Hanging out the house or what?
Well, Fleck Tones have been off the road, but I've been really busy. I did a bunch of stuff. I went to Africa for a month, was in China for a month. I was in a jazz band. I was playing some bluegrass with Casey Dreesen and Brian Sutton. Played some classical type stuff with Edgar Meyer and jazz stuff with Stanley Clark and Jean-Luc Ponty.
You see, if you weren't Bela Fleck and I heard you out talking like that, I'd think you'd had a stroke or something because it sounds like you're making it up. It sounds like a dream for a musician. So who all went with you?
I went on my own with a camera crew and a recording outfit. And I went to Gambia, Mali, and I went to Uganda and Tanzania.
Hop, now you should have called me before you went to Gambia. There's a buddy of mine that lives over there, works downtown, a little antique shop there. His name is... I could have gotten you some good deals. Yeah, when you was a little boy, there must have been music everywhere. What inspired you specifically to be a banjo player?
There really wasn't any music going on in my house when I was a kid. My mom played, I think, 2 chords on the guitar, and she showed me a Kumbaya.
My Lord.
And my brother, Louis, is a year older than me, and he was always listening to cool music.
So guitar was your first instrument?
Yeah, but then when I heard the Beverly Hillbillies, you know, when I was a little kid, that was when I first got turned on to the banjo.
Really?
Yeah.
Then what?
And then when I was 15, Dueling Banjos came out, and my grandfather bought me a banjo, got me this Junker K banjo, and handed it to me right before I started high school. I was completely tore up with it, as they say.
Look at you, tore up. Your grammar and your vernacular is just of the highest caliber. When you look at me, you say, tore up. You're so precious. So you've started exercising and eating good food and all that stuff, and you're kind of getting ready for old age, kind of, right?
Yeah, I want to be prepared. So I'm trying to build habits that'll stay with me, that'll keep me in good space.
So what's your favorite food? What do you eat the most of?
Pizza?
Dang it!
Yeah. Oh, great. There's a secret word. What do we got to do?
Well, I'm supposed to catch a flaming arrow with my teeth. So, come on. All right. Now, you stand right here.
How's this?
Turn around here and face the other way. No, this way. Look this way. And that...
How's this?
That's good. Now, you see that spot about 15 feet away?
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to be.
It'd be good if you don't move at all.
You think?
Yeah.
Right, you stay right here. Okay, how's this?
If I were you, I'd move a little bit to the right.
This way?
Is that your left or your right?
That's my right.
That way.
This way?
Yeah, that's good.
You sure?
Yeah, just a little bit to the...
What?
I wouldn't move very much from here on if I were you.
Oh,
do you have a lighter? Oh. You can leave the hat on or off.
If it makes you nervous, I'll take it off.
Take it off.
Is that better?
Nah, put it on.
Okay.
Take it off.
Bela!
One more time.
Okay, there.
Put it back on.
you, Baylor! Come by and see me at 5MinutesWithWichita.com. As is Wichita Rutherford. And we'll see yous. You gonna get something to eat?
Yeah.
He likes sausage and biscuits.